Grace trudged up the stairs, her heart heavy. She would just have to guard herself from him. That was all she could do, because deep inside she knew the more she learned about him, the more she cared for him. And if Julian had no intention of staying, then she would end up getting hurt. She was halfway up the stairs when someone knocked on her front door. For an instant, her spirits lifted as she thought it might be Julian, until she got to the front door and saw the outline of a small man on her porch. She cracked open the door, then gaped. It was Rodney Carmichael. He wore a dark brown suit with a yellow shirt and red tie. His short black hair was slicked back, and he offered her a beaming smile.
"Hi, Grace."
"Mr. Carmichael," she said coldly, even though her heart was pounding. There was something indefinably creepy about this little, wiry man. "What are you doing here?"
"I just wanted to stop by and say hi. I thought we could—"
"You need to leave." He frowned at her.
"Why? I just want to talk to you."
"Because I don't see patients in my home."
"Yeah, but I'm not Mr. Carmichael," she said sternly. "I really need you to leave. If you don't, I'm calling the police."
Unaffected by the anger in her voice, he nodded with saintly patience.
"Oh, so you must be busy. I can relate. I have a lot of stuff to do, too. How about I come by later? We could have dinner tonight."
Dumbfounded, she stared at him. "No." He smiled at that.
"Come on, Grace. Don't be that way. You know we're meant for each other. If you'd just let me
leave."
"Okay, but I'll be back. We have a lot of things to talk about."
He turned around and headed across her porch. Her heart hammering, Grace shut and locked the door. "I'm gonna kill you, Luann," she said as she made her way to the kitchen. As she passed through the living room, a shape in her window caught her attention. It was Rodney. Aghast, Grace picked up the phone and called the police. It was almost an hour later before they came. Rodney stayed outside the entire time, moving from window to watch her through the closed slits of her blinds, and it wasn't until he saw the police car pulling into the driveway that he ran across her backyard and vanished. Grace took a deep breath to calm her raw nerves, then went to let the officers in. They stayed only long enough to tell her there was nothing they could do to keep Rodney permanently away from her. The best she could do would be to swear out a restraining order. But since she was required to treat Rodney until Luann returned, that was useless.
"I'm sorry," the officer said in the doorway as she showed them out, "but he didn't break any laws that would allow us to really get him out of your hair. You could swear out a warrant for trespassing, but unless he has priors, there's not a whole lot they're going to do to him."
The young officer gave her a sympathetic look.
"I know it's not much comfort. We can try to patrol the area a little more, but the summer is a really busy time of year for us. Personally, I'd advise you to stay with a friend for a while."
"All right. Thanks." As soon as they were gone, she rushed through the house, making sure all the doors and windows were locked tight. Apprehensive, Grace looked around the house, half expecting Rodney to enter through a crack in the wall like a cockroach. If only she knew whether or not Rodney was dangerous. His report from the state hospital mentioned his routine deviant behavior of butting into women's lives, but he'd never harmed anyone physically. He'd just terrified his victims with his blind persistence, which was why he'd been sent to the hospital for evaluation to begin with.